Summer, 2005. Alice sat in a big, comfortable white chair and puzzled over the clock on the wall. It was the kind with hands and numbers, which was much harder to read than the kind with just numbers. 5, maybe? What time is it? She asked the man sitting in the other big white chair. He looked at his wrist. Almost 3:30. I think it's time for me to go home. You are home. This is your home on the Cape. She looked around the room, the white furniture, the pictures of lighthouses and beaches on the walls, the giant windows, the spindly little trees outside the windows. No, this isn't my house. I don't live here. I want to go home now. We're going back to Cambridge in a couple of weeks. We're here on vacation. You like it here. The man in the chair continued reading his book and drinking his drink. The book was thick, and the drink was yellowish-brown, like the color of her eyes, with ice in it. He was enjoying and absorbed in both the book and the drink. The white furniture, the pictures of lighthouses and beaches on the walls, the giant windows, and the spindly little trees outside the windows didn't look at all familiar to her. The sounds here weren't familiar to her either. She heard birds, the kind that live at the ocean, the sound of the ice swirling and clinking in the glass when the man in the chair drank his drink, the sound of the man breathing through his nose as he read his book, and the ticking of the clock. I think I've been here long enough. I'd like to go home now. You are home. This is your vacation home. This is where we come to relax and unwind. This place didn't look like her home or sound like her home, and she didn't feel relaxed. The man reading and drinking in the big white chair didn't know what he was talking about. Maybe he was drunk. The man breathed and read and drank, and the clock ticked. Alice sat in the big white chair and listened to the time go by, wishing someone would take her home. She sat in one of the white wooden chairs on a deck drinking iced tea and listening to the shrill crosstalk of unseen frogs and twilight bugs. Hey, Alice, I found your butterfly necklace, said the man who owned the house. He dangled a jeweled butterfly by a silver chain in front of her. That's not my necklace, that's my mother's. And it's special, so you'd better put it back. We're not supposed to play with it. I talked to your mom, and she said that you could have it. She's giving it to you. She studied his eyes and mouth and body language, looking for some sign that would give away his motive. But before she could get a proper read on his sincerity, the beauty of the sparkling blue butterfly seduced her, overriding her rule-abiding concerns. She said I could have it? Uh-huh. He leaned over her from behind and fastened it around her neck. She ran her fingers over the blue gems on the wings, the silver body, and the diamond-studded antennae. She felt a smug thrill rush through her. Anne's gonna be so jealous.